The Maintenance Man, episode number 114. This episode of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast is brought to you by Tarjay. You know, moms deserve the best. So help your readers show their appreciation by sharing our mom-worthy deals this week at Target. Target is all about mom and the gifts that would make her really, really happy this Mother's Day. Gifts don't always have to be tangible, but in honor of that special, special lady in your life who receives little credit for all she does, Target has some great deals on gift items that are just for her. If you have a fabulous fashionista mom, look, Target's got 20% off women's jewelry and accessories, as well as BOGO 50% off dresses and rompers. Does your mom love the kitchen? Take advantage of the Mother's Day kitchen sale and save up to 20% off brands like KitchenAid and Ninja. Don't miss your chance to save an extra 10% on furniture. You're going to use this promo code, LOVEMOM. For easy access, find the Target shopping link to these sales located right there in the show notes. It's right there on your mobile phone, in fact, or your desktop. You're going to look in the lower right-hand corner of this episode, and you're going to see like three periods. So you're going to click on that and select View Full Description. Or look, I'm going to make it easy for you. Just head on over to ninababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 114. So these were the rules from some sassy but classy women.
I messed around, I did, but I never let no one ever get past the shield.
You know, you know what each person is good at. Mm-hmm. Not that I had a lot of sexual partners, but it's like, you know, once you're on that level with certain people, it's kind of like, and the guys do it all the time.
But there were a ton of red flags in terms of like not being a priority.
It was breakup, but just continue seeing each other. It was breakup
with no status.
Guys, I already know you miss me. So last week I was in the Grand Canyon, and you know, before I left, and you guys, if you've been following me, you'll know that I go into these peaks and valleys of being just mentally spent. And last week was a clear example of just not having no brain juice left to give. But I'm recharged now and ready to go, go, go. And I even got a little nudge last night on Facebook from one of my listeners saying, hey, where's my podcast episode? And that just confirmed that I had to get back in the saddle, doing what I love. And that's keeping it 100, not only self-checking myself, but to those of you out there who volunteer your real life personal stories. So welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening in this week and every week. But I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Nina Babel. And if you're joining for the first time, look, I keep it real. I keep it true. I help women. And you know what? Even you men out there, celebrate embarrassment in their lives. This is where I get both men and women to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray. Cray. That's right. 50 shades of cray, cray. And even if we weren't taught in the home, we should educate ourselves. If you're a woman who's dying to know what other women are thinking but not saying out loud, and if you're a man out there listening, dying to know what women are thinking but not saying out loud, look, don't effing move, because you're in the right place. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about some girl code stuff. The maintenance man. But just to be clear, I'm not talking about meeting or marrying that blue collar worker. You know, shout out to all you blue collar workers. Do what you do. Frankly, if I could learn a trade, I'd be out there with you. But I'm going to be talking about girl needs and that maintenance man who is on call by design. Definition of a maintenance man. The maintenance man usually does his job in the late evening and leaves when his job is complete. And conversely, let's be all about equality here. It works the same way for men, right? If you got a maintenance woman, they usually do the job evening, morning, whenever, but they leave when the job is complete. You want to call it a side piece, whatever, whatever. But for my purposes, you are going to hear three things when it comes to a maintenance man. Women will tell you. Number one, it's different. It's not the same as a regular relationship. Number two, the light responsibilities attached to it. Number three, or you know what? It's just not there. I'm talking about no emotions allowed. So these were the rules. According to Leslie, who's in her 30s, this is her girl confession that she personally calls the jump off. Just to be clear, she's not the jump off, but refers to her own maintenance man episodes as her own jump off. Laura's maintenance man was a youngin. She's divorced, single mother, and you know what? She doesn't want drama. In fact, this situation worked really great for her, and more so the results.
I messed around, I did, but I never let no one ever get past the shield. You would always get the mean meat, and then I would be a little nice just to be physical with you. Like, I knew what I was doing.
So what was messing around in your world? Is it just like a needs thing? Like,
messing around back in our day was, what's up? We hang out, all right, cool, we go to the movies, and then we go home, go to your house, or go to my house, and we have sex.
And then you go your way, I go mine.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And, but because of the mindset I was in, I was very bold with it to guys. I'm like, look, I'm not really looking to be with you.
Right.
So we chill, and it happened, I'm going home, because I'm going to go take care of my son. You know what it is, just keep it real.
So Laura's back again. I'm telling you, like I said before, this situation worked for Laura. In fact, it allowed her to be liberated. And as she will put it, after the sex is over and he leaves, he's off your mind.
That's how it is with it. Like, I'm sure you've had those non-relationships. It's different. It's not the same. The responsibilities attached to it is not there. So you're allowed to be liberated and after the sex is over and he leaves, he's off your mind. You're back onto whatever you were doing.
See, I
don't have to worry if calls me tomorrow. I don't even care.
So what do I say to all of you out there? Do you want to call it hookups? Do you want to call it one night stands? All of it is just curious, whether it's normal dating behavior in your world, Tinder behavior. All of it's deliberate. And I'm not being judgy. Remember, no filters, no judgment. But I'm calling a spade here. This behavior stems from a selfish, sometimes even a temporary mindset thing, right? We're recovering from a divorce. We're coming out of a bad relationship. We don't want commitment. One day you're going to realize, gosh, what was I thinking? Like, is this so pathetically embarrassing that I had to stoop to this? I mean, it's not humanly sustainable. That's what I'm trying to say. Even if you do give in to that, and even if you do it on a regular basis, that says something about you, your personality, and lack of commitment. I don't care if you're a woman or a man, it works either way. We willingly put ourselves in this predicament. Some of you out there have had your fair share of these type of relationships, but look what you've done. You've allowed men, you've allowed women to treat you this way. And what makes it worse is we live in a dating world where we expect to get some from day one. I am not promoting the maintenance man as being cool, trendy, and normal, right? All I'm saying is, these are the things that people do, that they're thinking, but they're not saying out loud. But I am. So I just want to put it out there. Because sometimes I think romance is dead and hookups are commonplace. And that's why I wanted to talk about the maintenance man. Casual sex is very, very damaging for any person out there when there isn't intimacy that a loving relationship gives you. It could be damaging to your self-esteem, your self-worth, and you know what? It makes you feel cheap. Don't expect love from a hookup or from a maintenance man. Remember, all of that is deliberate. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend is always here to empower you every week, ladies, and you gents too. The best conversations, they happen after each podcast. I bring socially and sexually taboos out into the light that most of us only share with our closest, tightest girlfriends or even guy friends. But I talk to you listeners like I talk to my own girlfriends, with advice about failures, those successes, embarrassing choices, good, bad, and ugly. Aha moments that put us all in check. Check, check, check. So if you want to share your story, drop me a line, question, or pitch, just so that Girly Nation can learn from it. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. I want you to reply to this podcast or send me a quick email. And this is where you're going to send it. ask@ninababel.com and tell me, girlfriend, what are you struggling with right now? Or what are you getting over? New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls Show, they drop every Tuesday, kind of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Auto Radio, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Look, I want you to connect with me on social. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook on the Keep It 100 Girl page. You're going to use the handle @NinaBabel to find me. And if you're struggling with the last name, I'm going to help you out. You spell it like babe, like what you call your boo, with an L. So it's babe with an L, Babel. And you know what? I keep it real. I keep it true. And that wraps up another week, episode, day, month to look forward to. All right, over and out. Smooches!